pride is something for human being. He said, what is shame? What is war? What is peace? And look at them. They depend on our imagination. Our life is our imagination. If you want to torture someone, the best torture is to put them in isolation. There is no communication. They cannot feed their imagination. They go crazy. This is it. So we want to go beyond this. You should learn to switch this off. Then we could go beyond it. This is what it is. Then he started to explain the details of this, and we are in it. We go step by step. Who is the guilty party today? Peter. Go ahead.
236.
Pardon me, yes, 236.
The testimony of external acts and words to the hidden mind and the inner light. Act and word are witnesses to the hidden mind. From these twain, infer the inward state. When your thought does not penetrate within, inspect the patient's urine from without. Act and word are the urine of the sick, which is clear evidence for the physician of the body. But the spiritual physician enters into his soul and by the spiritual way penetrates into his belief. He hath no need of fine acts and words. Beware of them, they are spies on hearts.
Okay, what was that? A very simple explanation. He said, okay, here I'm talking about the beyond the logic, that inside of me, which is real me, and me outside. Right? He said, okay, when you want to understand what I am, what do you do? He said, it's simple. You look at what do I do and what I'm talking about. This is how you judge me. This is exactly how the medical stuff, they look at you. Do that. See peen. Here, let me see what is in your pee. Says, what is this? Yes, by looking at that part of me which comes out of me, my urine, and looking at what I'm talking about, you will understand my problem, right? Said, okay, the same thing happens when some fellow who doesn't need the instrument, he has some other sensation and looks inside you and will see your heart, how your heart is. That way, he will get it what your personality, your manner really is. Means that, remember, we want to talk about your manner. We want to talk about you beyond your logical thinking. That part is visible, is understandable by a specialist. And a specialist who could look in your heart. This is why we call them, these are the spies of the heart, because they will bring out that secret. So he compared, he said, there is a secret in you. You're sick. Nobody knows why. We test you. We look at your urine, we look at your this and that and that. Then we understand what your sickness is. The same thing could happen to your heart. A fellow could see your heart and realize who you are really. Yes?
Demand this testimony of acts and words from him who is not united with the sea like a river.
The first one is a specialist. You're sick, you go to a doctor, because doctor will know about this physical stuff. When you want to know about this physical stuff, you're not supposed to go to a peer, to a leader, to a spiritual leader to know all of this. That fellow is connected to the ocean and doesn't look in the small stuff. It's different, yes.
Explain that the light itself within the illumined person bears witness to his light without any act or word declaring it. But the light of the traveler who has passed beyond the pale.
Okay, first of all, why did this paragraph, why did he divide it? That couple of verses, right? He stopped it, he put something, and look at the beginning. But something. I said, this is it. If you need a specialist, you should go to a specialist. If you need a leader, you should go to a leader. But means this is the continuum of that subject. But he divided it to have your attention that, okay, I explained it that we could dig in and there are ways to see the stuff that are not visible outside. Right? But, yes, but what?
But the light of the traveler who has passed beyond the pale, the deserts and plains are filled with his radiance. His being a witness is independent of witnesses and works of supererogation and of self-devotion and self-sacrifice.
Aha. When somebody will transform, this fellow becomes someone else. And that someone else, you cannot go to details to see this and that, because they will become a generality. There is no way. We cannot do the same thing that those transformed fellows. They look at us and they will see something and they show it. Do you remember? They are like the mirror. But you cannot put a mirror in front of another mirror. Then you have an unlimited stuff, you don't understand it. This is it. Yes.
Since the light of that substance has shone forth, he has gained independence of these hypocrisies.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, do not demand of him the testimony of act and speech, for through him both the worlds have blossomed like a rose. What is this testimony? The making manifest of that which is hidden, whether word or act or something else.
Mm-hmm.
For its object is to make manifest the inward nature of the spiritual substance. The attributes are permanent, though these accidents are fleeting.
Okay. So he said, listen, when I'm giving this, I have to say that this is something that happens in a special level. When there is a transformed fellow and a normal fellow. When we go to the level of the transformed people, none of these rules are there. Why? Because none of the normal stuff are important over there. Everything is big, is enormous. Everything is interconnected to everything else. Why? Because at the end of the day, there is a goal. The goal is to make the secret essence of existence visible. How about that? This is the transformation of these, all these words. That, what is life? Why are we here? Said, we are here because there is an essence. This is the form. There is an essence. That essence wants to be out, to be discovered. Why? We don't know. This is why we are improving. We started with an amoeba, one cell, up to here. Look at the difference, what's happening. the secret of the essence of existence are coming out. First was life. Now we are trying to explain the existence of microspace and macro. We are talking about galaxies. We are talking about Big Bang. We are talking about quantum theory. What are these? This has nothing to do with the animal life. Animal life is food, sex, and power. That's all. To be safe, to reproduce. Talking about the galaxies has nothing to do with it. It's ours. And now we are living in that step. Why? Because right from the beginning, if you believe in the general designer, intellectual designer who designed this universe, he designed it like this, that it started from nothing, and step by step, it came to one cell, then a complex of cells, then a big animal, then the herd of the animals, then humanity comes. Humanity brings in, suddenly, that normal life is transformed. Imagination is important. Non-existence is something that we think about. So, what is it? Is it? This is a movement. We should understand it, that hidden essence of the universe is trying to come out. Okay, there are these little facts here, little facts there, happenings and stuff, step by step, but mainly the general movement is that improvement. Yes?
The mark of the gold on the touchstone does not remain. The gold remains of good renown and undoubted.
Okay, about the gold. The gold is a yellow stuff. You don't know it is gold or not. You have to examine it. Examination is you put it on the stone and over there you see that color and you put some stuff, blah, blah, blah. So that stone is like the other stuff we are talking about. When you're sick, a doctor could analyze you. The gold, that piece of stone will do the same. He says, okay, that piece of stone and that little gold on it and that one will go away. But this gold itself will remain the same. Testing doesn't change it. So when we are talking about the human being, the testing is not what is changing us. Yes?
Similarly, this ritual prayer and holy war and fasting does not remain. But the spirit remains in good renown. The spirit produced certain acts and words of this kind. It rubbed its substance on the touchstone of the command.
Mm-hmm. This is what's happening always. What's happening? Some testing, some studying, some trying and stuff is happening. Then that knowledge will be increased. So when you look at what we do, what do I do? I pray, I fast, I do this, I do that. None of this is important, really. That change in me which is happening, that's the goal. It doesn't matter which one of these will help me. The matter is that I will try to change. So I'm doing the stuff. These stuff are just like that trying stuff, like examination. Yes?
Yes.